You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Safety measures on public transport are of growing concern this week following the fatal and unprovoked attack that took place on Route 76 in East Tāmaki on Monday night. Earlier this week, there were also multiple critical incidents that occurred simultaneously across Auckland's West Coast beaches and waterways, seeing an unusually high deployment of emergency services and surf lifesavers for this early in the summer. And Swedish home and furniture retailer IKEA opened in Sylvia Park a week ago today, drawing huge excitement for many. I spoke to Councillor Shane Henderson about these topics. Do you have any comments to share about the fatal bus stabbing that occurred in Tāmaki earlier this week?
Yeah, unfortunately, there's been it's been a bit of an emerging issue in recent years, some sort of bad behaviour on public transport and kind of in the public. And obviously, this is sort of the most egregious, sort of terrible thing to have possibly happened. And firstly, my thought goes out to everyone affected, the victims, whānau and friends and everything like that. It's just it's something that we're all kind of grieving with as city leaders. From our perspective, for public transport, we're reviewing the incident as we do through Auckland Transport and seeing what learning we can take forward to sort of make the situation as safe as completely possible. You know, because passengers travelling on board buses and trains, etc., they need to feel safe and they deserve to feel safe. And so we're committed to working with the police and working with partner agencies to do that as much as we can.
And there has been an increase in rescues at West Coast beaches and waterways as summer is getting underway. Could you provide us an overview of Council's role in supporting Surf Life Saving New Zealand and patrol this summer?
Yeah, absolutely. So we regularly provide funding for Surf Life Saving. I think it's a really good thing, a really good spend. You know, because all across Auckland, we have the most amazing beaches in the city. But unfortunately, there are situations every year where people get in trouble. And there's often serious injuries or fatalities. So, you know, the most support we can give to Surf Life Saving, the better. And, you know, my first message is that if you want to check if the beach is safe, first have a look at the Safe Swim, you know, app, which is a fantastic resource. So just Google that and have a bit of a look in there and look up your beach and see whether it's safe. Just be, you know, as cautious and careful as possible, especially with a beach that you don't necessarily know. Being a West Auckland councillor, I'd also have to put, you know, don't fish in places, for example, which are slippery off rocks and things like that. That can be a situation where we have big problems in Piha every year in particular. So those are some tips for summer, but, you know, have fun and enjoy our city because we've got the most amazing beaches that we could possibly have.
And the talk of Tāmaki this week has been IKEA opening at Sylvia Park. What does this opening mean for our city?
I think it's a really great sign for our economic recovery and economic development. The more that we can welcome these big brands, international brands that are very popular to our city, the better. And honestly, I think there's a real optimism around the business community around there and in the wider community of West Auckland where this stuff can really catalyse economic activity. Haven't been there myself. I can't wait to go check it out, though, because it's pretty exciting stuff. And the one other thing that I would add is that it was really encouraging to see so many people taking public transport there to the opening. That's really exciting. That's a really cool thing that we can do.
Just to wrap us up for the year, what is the atmosphere in council like leading up to the holiday season?
For us as city leaders, we went through the election this year and then straight into some really big reforms which will take us through, honestly, the rest of the term. So we just need a bit of a break and a bit of sunshine this summer. Look, I will say for the public out there, pools and leisure centres, they're open through summer and it's just a fantastic place to go check out, especially with the family. Council rangers, summer rangers will be really busy with regional parks, conservation, pest control, that kind of stuff. And I just encourage Aucklanders to go out and enjoy our beautiful forests, our beautiful beaches, and obviously city services like libraries and pools that are fantastic as well.
That was Councillor Shane Henderson about safety on public transport and our beaches this summer, along with the opening of IKEA.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.